Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's March 29th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 8th, 2002.
We're back. Elder, what do we have next?
Well, Speaker Polly, that's a tough one. Ah, Nazarene, here's a good one for you. Do you yourself engage in the warrior arts? And if so, what is your weapon of choice?
Well, Elgad, I myself am not much of a warrior. Like all my people, when it comes to fight, I'll get into the fight and I'll fight just as hard as I can. But I'm not as aggressive and as skilled as Demetrius and his associates by no means. For ages we have used them to do the hard work for the kingdom of God. But I can scrap when I have to. My preferred weapon is the sword and the shield, which is what most everybody fights with in the afterlife because all other types of weapons are virtually useless. You have to get right in there and really whack at each other to make an impression on anybody. But we get out there and fight when we have to. But like I say, I am a healer. I am not really a fighter. That's why we have Demetrius. He is the fighter. He loves to fight. He loves to get out there and scrap. Many of the techniques that I use, he has taught me. He was always much better with the sword and the shield than I was, even in ages past. That is why Muhammad wants to have him lead his armies in the Middle East, and that is a laugh, but Demetrius is getting a little old, and I don't think that that would work out too well. Old Muhammad is a very stubborn man, and when he wants something, there might be some way that he possibly gets it, but I don't think I'd want to see Demetrius going into that fight. We want something left, and unfortunately, when Demetrius gets into a fight with someone after it's over, there isn't too much left. As the recent struggle in heaven showed, and when he led his people into battle, those he was fighting against wish he hadn't.
I always pity anyone picking a fight with Demetrius, Nazarene. They don't know what they're getting into.
That's an unquestioned fact, Alora. That is an unquestionable fact.
We'll be back after the break. We're back, Nazarene. In a recent email, we mentioned that Cindy Lauper was cut off from you forever, that if she was to be saved, another Lord of Light would have to do it. Why? We thought you were capable of saving anyone. What has caused this situation?
Alora, it is so sad that when some people reject me, when some people reject God and go into their lust so deeply that they think of nothing else and care about nothing else, they cut off the connection to me so completely that it can never be restored. The rejection is so complete, so utterly devastating, they separate from me with such vile and such viciousness that I can never get in contact with them again. It is a matter of shame, Alora. They are so ashamed that they did this inside of themselves. They are so embarrassed that they can just never reach out to me again. And this is sad, because I would help them if I could. But that is why they have to go to another Lord of Light. They have to go to someone else with power, and they have to accept that person and know that they are of God and listen to them and follow their instructions and obey them the rest of their lives, and they can be saved. It is because they have shut me off so completely, Alora, and are so ashamed of that and so desperate about that they can never make contact with me again. It is their own grief, Alora, their own fear that has caused this. But I would help them if I could, but I can't because they have shut me out. They have turned me off. They can never regain that connection again. It is a sad situation, Alora, but they can be helped.
That's sad, Nazarene, but at least someone could help them.
God in his wondrous power always provides, Alora. But beware that any man takes advantage of this situation and would abuse this woman, because that man would be damned forever, and I guarantee you he would be damned.
We'll be back again.